Okay, there we go. Now I'm going to go ahead and allow Mother Clark to go ahead and start us out with prayer this morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord that we're all able to be on, we're breathing, and we were on the wake-up call this morning. And we thank God for that. Thank God for Minister Erica, and thank God for her decreeing that there will be healing on the line today. I receive that. And I'm just blessed to be able to be on the prayer line. Bear with me as I pray, and we acknowledge who God is and how he's in our presence. My topic today is, it's a God thing. Not too much years ago, but we still say it, things in our lives, in conversation, we would say, we'll understand it better by and by, because things happen in our lives and we don't understand them all. We're not supposed to. We're not supposed to understand and acknowledge everything that God does in our lives. He leads us certain ways. It's not by accident that we say that he is the shepherd and we are the sheep, because he leads us beside still waters and causes us to rest in him. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. And that's because we need pulling in. We need direction. And we're not ashamed to be his sheep. We're sheep, Lord. And we're happy about it. We know we have the good shepherd, the good shepherd. And we don't understand everything and every step that's happening in our lives. We don't understand every way that we take or every circumstance. But God does. He's in control. It's a God thing. It was a God thing for Joseph to be put in a hole in the ground instead of being killed, because God knew what the future was. It's a God thing. It's a God thing for us to live where we live today. It's a God thing. It's a God thing that we encounter certain people. It's a God thing that we invited people to the prayer line today, because it takes God to penetrate our circumstances and our personalities. He knows when we're being watered and when we're being cultivated, when we're being shaped, and we love it because we do belong to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We come because we understand that you and you alone are God. You are the director of our ways. You will perfect those things that concern us. We are the handiwork of your hands, Lord, and we thank you and we praise you for that. We praise you for our faults, and we praise you for our upright thinking. We praise you for the fact that you drew us, and then we had a mind to receive you. It's because of you that we walk closer. As we get older, Father, we're able to look back on things where you were in control. It's a God thing, where you directed our path, and we were not at a certain place at a certain time, or we were at a certain place at a certain time. And we appreciate you for that, God, our one and only God that sits up high and looks down low. We thank you that we can't get so low that you can't pick us up again. We thank you, Father, that pride can come into our lives, but you know how to push that back down, Father, to a living level. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our families. We thank you for those in our family that are not saved and don't know you. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would draw them closer to you in Jesus' name by ways of love, Father, and caressing, and how they can watch us walk. And we know our way because we have a great shepherd that leads us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God. Thank you for being high and for being lifted up. Thank you for being holy and righteous and altogether true. Father, thank you for the Bible that you've left for us to read. We understand that all peoples didn't have that luxury and that ability to read about the stories of old. Of course, they heard them from word of mouth, from mouth to mouth, and we have a commission, Lord, to share those things that you've done for us, to show, Father, that even in our success, it's a God thing. We have in us the ability, Father, to recognize you as being our God, as being our hope, as being our joy. We thank you, Lord, for the help that we experience in this day and in this time. We thank you for the period of time that you have us in existence in. We thank you, Father, for the pleasures that we've enjoyed this far in life. We thank you for the ability to get on this prayer line and to join in with one another, and to have hope, Father, when there seems to be no hope, to have joy, Father, when there seems to be no reason for joy, to have peace, Father, when the world is in turmoil, to know, Father, that you are leading us, you are guiding us. It's a God thing, and we're loving it. We're loving it, Lord, because we're being drawn closer and closer to you. We thank you for our leaders, Father. We thank you that you've given us leaders, Father, in prayer leads and those that host, and, Father, those that come on and pray. We thank you for how you've given us examples in front of us. We thank you for our own Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark. We thank you for how you've blessed him to teach us and to feed us, to guide us, and how to humble ourselves and to give us knowledge in your word, Father, that we can be drawn closer and closer to you. We thank you, Father, for how he's opened up the scriptures and caused us to bless your holy name, for the wisdom that you've given him and he's able to pass on and to feed us with. Father God, we thank you for our own Pastor Lenora, who works hard to keep this prayer line together. We thank you, Father, for all of those, Father, that have been in commissioned. It's a God thing to follow and stay with Bishop and to be the hands that he would use to direct this prayer and to keep it together. We want to be tools in the toolbox of God. We want to be able to be used, Father, for our families to see our lives. Let us be walking epistles, Lord. Let us be walking epistles that would declare your holiness and your joy, your pride, and your understanding. We thank you for our prayer hosts, Lord. We thank you for how they're able and willing to get up, as Minister Erica is this morning, Father, that we're able to get up, Father, and to acknowledge you and to bless you. Thank you for making life, making it, Father, so that we don't understand all things. We know, Father, that there is a God over us. We know, Father, that we have hope. We know, Father, that there are things that we don't understand right now, but all things will work together for our good. We thank you, Father, that you've given us the avenue of prayer so that we can commune with you and you can commune back with us. We thank you, Father, for giving us this little light and we can let it shine all in our homes and all in our minds. Thank you for the little light that is Jesus Christ. Thank you for the debt that he paid on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Father, for that giving us leeway, Father, to testify and to acknowledge who you are and how you work in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you don't make everything easy. If everything were too easy, Father, we wouldn't understand the triumphs that we make, that you allow us to make, Father, in the natural and in our mind and in the physical world. We thank you for every minister that you've commissioned, Father, to be on your behalf, to teach us, to keep us. We thank you, Father, for every prayer that's said in your name, because we know that you hear us. Oh, we know that you hear us, Father. We know that in time you answer. We know that you position us in the place that we're in today. We know, Father, that as we hear your voice, Father, as we have understanding of who you are in our lives, we can follow and have joy because it's a God thing. And we trust you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our understanding. Even when we don't understand, and there are times when we question you, Father, it's still because we trust you. We trust you to give us the answers in due time. We trust you to show us the way, to direct us, to tell us to turn right or turn left, or to just be humble in your presence. We trust you for that, Father. And just like Gideon, Father, we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And, Father, we appreciate how you've narrowed it down, Father, to where we have a strong force, Father. It may not be as strong as we think it should be, but it's strong, Father, and it's growing. And you're fortifying us to be able to testify and to invite people to the prayer line, Father, so that we can be holy and righteous in your sight and doing your will and come together as a body, even the body of Christ, Father. We thank you for that, Lord, and we glorify you. We worship you and we adore you. We thank you for the word that you've left us. We thank you for the teachings that you give us. We thank you for the direction that you give us, Father. We praise you and we bless your holy name. Every day is a light unto you. Every sunrise, Father, is a beacon unto you. Every turning of the earth, Father, every will that we have, Father, is a light unto you. Oh, Jesus, let our hands clap and let our hearts be filled with praise. Let us make the joyful sound that worships you, that glorifies you, the joyful sound, Father, that gives you all of the praise. At this time, we're going to turn it back into the hands of our prayer lead, Minister Erica Clark, as we commit this day into your hand. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Clark. Thank you for that prayer on it's a God thing. Like you said, there are so many things that we don't understand. And you said, thank you, Lord, that we don't understand them because it allows us to, our faith to grow in God. It allows God to move in our lives and it allows us to push forward and to just believe in God, to believe more when we don't understand things. So thank you for that prayer. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. We are telling of the goodness of God, telling of our story and the things that we've gone through. So if you would like to share in that, just press 5-star and the last 15 minutes of the service today, I will open up the lines and allow you to tell your testimony. It is our, we are asked to give our midweek sacrifice today. The midweek sacrifice is a $25 gift. Whether you are a member of EKC Ministries, a partner of EKC Ministries, or just visiting our prayer line today, you can sow into this ministry by texting the word give to 216-446-1209. You can go to our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. Or you can give by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. At this time, we're going to continue in our prayer today. Remember, if you haven't invited someone, invite somebody in, because I believe that healing is going to take place today. Somebody's going, if it's their mind, their body, their spirit, somebody's going to be transformed and healed by the presence of the Lord that is with them today. Minister Berry, it's in your hands.
Thank you very much. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure to join you all this morning in prayer. So may we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you with hearts that feel empty sometimes, searching for something real. Deep inside, we know that life without you doesn't feel complete. Joy without you doesn't last. And peace without you slips away. Lord God, we are tired of running in circles, looking for things that don't fill us. Today, dear God, we want to stop, bow our heads, and ask, please show yourself to us in a way we can truly understand. Your word in Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Lord, we don't want to give you just half of our hearts or let distractions pull us away. Help us to give you our whole heart. Take away the things that keep us from you, the habits, the fears, the doubts, and the distractions. Dear God, knock down any walls that keep us from seeing how much you love us. Lord God, we admit that we have looked for you in all the wrong places. Sometimes we think popularity, money, friends, or even doing things our way will make us happy. But just like King Solomon said, all those things without you don't really matter. Our hearts are thirsty for you, like a deer that needs water. Please fill us with the living water of your spirit so we don't have to keep looking for things that don't last. Jesus, you said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That means you are the only way we can really find God. It's not about being perfect or always getting it right. It's about trusting you and letting you lead us. You are the shepherd who goes after us when we are lost. The light that shines when everything feels dark. Guide us, dear God, because we can't do this without you. Holy Spirit, come and live in us. Speak truth when we're confused. Give us comfort when we feel sad. Give us courage when we're afraid. Remind us that you are always near, even when we don't feel you. Show us how to block out the noise of the world so we can hear your still, small voice. Lord God, we don't just want to find you one time and then forget. We want to stay with you forever. In John 15 and 5, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I am in you, you will bear much fruit. Help us stay connected to you every day through prayer, worship, reading the Bible, and doing what you ask. Let our roots grow deep in your love so that when life gets hard, we don't fall apart. Thank you, God, for always being close. Your word in Acts 17 and 27 says, you are not far from any of us. Forgive us for the times we don't notice you in the little things, the smile of a friend, the beauty of a sunrise, or even just the air we breathe. Open our eyes to see you everywhere, our ears to hear your voice, and our hearts to feel your love. Lord God, we bring you our worries, our guilt, our mistakes, and our regrets. We lay them at your feet. Your word in Psalms 34, verse 18 says, you are close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Be near to us in our weakness. Make us strong in your presence. Teach us to walk by faith and not by sight, which is what we see. Sometimes it feels like finding you takes a long time, and we get discouraged. But we know you are faithful. Abraham trusted you when he didn't know where he was going. Joseph held on to you during years of struggle. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Give us the same kind of faith, Lord, faith that holds on to you no matter what. We also pray for other people who are searching for you, just like us. Let our lives show them your love. Use us to point them to you. Not just with words, but with the way we live. Lord God, give us the courage to fully give ourselves to you. Finding you means letting go of our selfish ways and trusting you instead. But when we lose ourselves, we gain everything, because you are the greatest treasure. Help us choose you above everything else. We declare that you are our God, and we belong to you. You are our Father, and we are your children. You are our shepherd, and we are your sheep. You are our Savior, and we are forgiven. You are our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. No matter what happens, we will keep seeking, trusting, and following until we see you face to face. In Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8, you promised, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. So we're asking, dear God. We're seeking. We're knocking. We're bamming on the door. Open the door of your presence to us. Fill us with your light and your joy. Let us find you today, tomorrow, and every day. until the day when faith becomes sight of hope and becomes reality. We will keep praying, worshiping, repenting, and surrendering. We will walk by faith, knowing that even as we look for you, you already came looking for us. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Thank you, Lord God, that before we found you, you had already found us. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those of you all that can't stay for the duration of the hour, may the peace of the Lord be with you, and I will turn it back over to our humble host, Minister Erica.
Thank you, Minister Berry. Minister Berry said, we have to keep seeking, trusting, and following. Finding God is not a one-time thing. God reveals himself to us time after time after time after time and time again if we keep seeking him, if we keep following him, if we keep reading his word, if we keep learning more about him, we are continually finding him. And as Mother Clark said, that is a God thing. So I encourage you today to continue to seek after God, continue to learn his word, continue to open your heart up to him and learn more about the Lord. And you can do that by joining us on this prayer line. You can do that by joining Bishop Clark on the Daily Bread at 9 o'clock on YouTube. You can do it by joining the Evening Sacrifice. This ministry has so many opportunities within this ministry to help you find God, continue to find God and to learn more about him. Our website is full of things that will help you learn more about God. If you go to YouTube and you look up Bishop Clark's name, you will see all of the vast number of messages that are there to help you grow in God. So I encourage you to continue to find God. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, Sister Cynthia.
Well, praise the Lord. My word today is harden of heart. And out of Mark, the 6th chapter, at the 49th verse, it says, but when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up into them, into the ship. And so it says, into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were so amazing themselves beyond measure and wonder, but they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. In the book of Romans, Paul expresses deep sorrow and anguish over the hardening of the Israelites' heart and their rejection of Jesus as the Messiah, despite having received many blessings and privileges from God. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, where he wouldn't let the people go. And so we know that the children of Israel, when they were brought out of Egypt, and they was in the wilderness, and they came against Moses, and they came against God, and they began to murder and complain because they were thirsty. And so their hearts was hardened because they was angry, because they was thirsty, and they was whining and saying, it was better off that we'd have stayed in Egypt, because in Egypt we was eating cucumbers. And so I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We give you glory and we give you honor, for truly, Lord, you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, God, because, Lord, a lot of times the enemy tries to come and deceive us. And we'll find ourselves saying, but when I was in the world, I wasn't going through what I'm going through now. Because we forget sometimes all that God has done for us. And a lot of times the saints have been deceived to think that when they come over on the Lord's side, that there won't be no trouble, won't be no trials and no tribulations. But Satan is a liar and a deceiver. And God, we're not exempt because you say you reign on the just like the undeath. And so, God, you said trials and tribulations will come, but you'll deliver us from them all, God. And so, God, sometimes our hearts be hardened from things that we went through in the past, God. And we can't forgive in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, unforgiveness is just torment, and we're just being tormented, God. When we can ask God for forgiveness, sometimes it seems like it'd be the hardest thing to do, to go to another person and say, can you forgive me for what it is I done to you or said to you? God, that we'll walk by faith and not by sight. And we won't have the food in our mouth and still complaining, God, about what you haven't done. We haven't given you the opportunity and the chance to be able to do what you said you would do in the name of Jesus. And we'll begin to whine and complain, and we'll begin to look back. And we'll begin to look back at those things, God, that was in the world that we was a part of, but you came and you delivered us and you set us free from, God. And we have to begin to believe those things, God, that's in front of us and all the things that you done for us. You said the day that we hear your word, harden not your heart, but let our heart be open to your word. Let our heart be open to righteousness, God. Let us have ears to hear what you're saying in these last days. Open up our eyes that we do not walk in blindness, God, but we walk, God, seeing you by faith. All of those things that's not as though they already were, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for truly, God, you're worthy to be praised. Thanking you, God, for all that you've done, not only for us, God, but for our children, God, for our grandchildren, Lord, how you keep them covered under the blood, God, but how we have the ability and the decision to make our own decision in which way we choose to go. Because you said you came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly, but you said the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. And his ultimate goal is to kill us, God. And so, God, you brought them up, God, out of the land of Egypt. You brought them up. And each and every step of the way, God, unbelief would destroy us, Lord. If we can't believe who you are, God, we have to believe according to your word. We can't let our hearts be hardened. We have to walk, God, with a forgiving heart, with a loving heart, not a whining and complaining heart. We got to be able to go to our sisters and our brothers in Christ Jesus and ask for forgiveness. We got to, Lord, continue to lift up the man of God, the woman of God, who you have set before us, God. Crying out for them, Lord, standing in the wilderness, becoming an intercessor, God, for one another. Not angry, not mad, not in depression, not in a closet that won't come out, not sitting in darkness. Because, God, we all go through something, but as long as we're going through with you, and we know that we serve the only God that answers according to your word, giving you the glory and the honor. Not whining and complaining, God, that when we wasn't walking with you, we ate cucumbers. We can still eat cucumbers today, God. Don't let the little things distract us. And, Lord, people say, I'm angry with God, because why would he let this happen to me? But you didn't, God. Didn't walk away from you. But we got to hold on like never before. We got to seek you like never before.
We got to cry out to you, God, like never before. And we can't get caught up in what's going on around us because you are all knowing, God. You already know what's going on. You see what's going on, God. You said in your word that they sold the poor for a pair of shoes. But you said the poor, that they will be with us always, God. So we got to love the poor. We got to take care, God, of those that can't take care of themselves. And we got to cry out to you, God, that you will open up the word from heaven, that you will pour out a blessing, that it wouldn't be room enough to receive. You said that you are a supplier of all our needs, no matter what our needs is, God, that you will supply according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You said greater is he that's on the inside of us than he that's in the world. We got the blood shed covering over the post of our home, God. We are covered, God, in the name of Jesus. You said that it was a need that you must go back, that you might send the Holy Spirit, and he will lead us into all truth, God. That's why you tell us to study, to show ourselves approved. We have to rightly divide the word of truth. So when someone comes to us with a lie, we'll know it's not true. But we have to study that we'll know. And when somebody get up and say, you giving to the poor, you're not getting nothing back. But the Lord said he will reward you. So you know they're not telling the truth. So God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for just being God. We thank you, God, that we have somebody we can come to each and every day and cry out to, because God, we know you hears us when we cry out to you. And we bring our burdens to you. And we lay them at your feet, God. And we quit trying to figure it out. But we turn it over to you and watch you move, God. When they say, we got 7 days and we have to be out, God. On that seventh day, you shut the door. You make a way. You help us find what it is we need. You guide and direct us in the right direction. You speak to our spirit and tell us what to do. But we got to be hearing what you're saying, God. We got to call those things. It's not as though they work. We can't call what we see. That's unbelief. You said they didn't make it in because of unbelief. You said you couldn't do much miracles amongst your own because they couldn't believe. You have people, God, to say, but I remember when you done this, and I remember when you was like that. I remember when. But we get to say, thank God. I'm not like that anymore. Thank God. I found Jesus. Because the day I heard his word, I did not harden my heart. But we said, yes, Lord, to your will. We said, yes, Lord, we will obey. We'll go. Send us, God. We'll go. What it is you have us to do, we'll do, God. What it is you have us to say, we'll say, God. Our hearts won't be hardened from things we suffered as children, God. But we'll get healed and delivered from those things, God, because it just keeps you stagnated and you can't move forth. And I come to learn, God, when I hear somebody else's story, I say, well, Lord, they story worse than mine. Because sometimes we think we're the only ones going through, but we're not. We're not the only ones going through. We got to learn that you were there all the time. Because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So you're not going to pass us by, God, because you're there. And even if you have to send a dream to show us what to do, to tell us where to go, God, you will send it even in a dream. And Lord, when you wake us up at 2 and 3 in the morning to pray, God, when you give us the person who you want us to pray for. We ain't got to ask you, well, Lord, what's going on? We just got to pray. Because you knew, God, that if you woke us up, that we would pray. So, God, we're grateful on today. We're thankful on today that our hearts are not hardened. And that we love you, God, because you first loved us. And we came to learn what true love really was. And it's not a feeling. And we come to learn to love you. And in loving you, we came to love others. Because our heart was no longer hardened. And we learned how to give you praise and how to give you glory. And to be thankful and to be grateful, God. For all that you've done for us and all that you're doing. And we're not standing in the wilderness crying. It was better that we stayed in Egypt. Egypt is sin. It's better that we would have stayed back where we were. No, it's better, God, that we came to know you in the pardon of our sins, God. It's better to know, God, that you died on the cross that we might have life, God, that we might live, God. And the answer is in the blood. Everything about life is in the blood. So, God, on today, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And I pray, God, on today that you will meet the need, God, that's on the line. You said you are the God that healeth thee. We got to believe that you are the God that healeth thee. You said about your stripes we already healed. Every sickness, every disease, salvation, it was all nailed on the cross over 2,000 years ago. We got to believe no matter what come in our lives, we're going to go through with you, God. Guiding and directing us, telling us what to do. Telling us where to go. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you. Now I speak to every mountain that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I cast down strongholds. You said your word should not come back void, but it accomplished what we sent it to do. You said, give you your word and would you not answer your word. And so, God, on today, you said, with two or three are gathered in your name there. You are in the midst. We thank you and we praise you for being in our midst today, God. And I call it done by faith. We seal it under the blood. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Thank you for your prayer on the hardness of the heart and praying that as we go through things in life that we don't allow our hearts to harden. We continue to seek God in during those times. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. The Lord has done so much for us, and now is our now is our time to share that and encourage someone. If you have a testimony, you can press 5-star and I will open up the line for you and allow you to encourage someone with what God has done for you. Today we had prayers on It Is a God Thing, Finding God, and the Hardness of the Heart. My grandson, I call him a picker. If he gets a sore, he just picks at it. A scab will come on it, he'll pick the scab off, and then, of course, he didn't let it heal, so another scab would form. And he just keeps picking at his little sores. So I tell him, I'm like, you have to stop picking at it. You can't pick at it because it won't heal. It'll just keep getting a scab on it. It'll keep the thing that he's trying to get off of it, it'll continue to form because he's not allowing it to heal. Well, sometimes in our lives, we go through things, and whether it's disappointment, whether it's loss, whether it's the loss of loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of a home, and those things can become like scabs on our heart. They harden it. And if we don't go through the proper channels of healing, if we just continue to just go through the motion, or we continue to pick at it, and we don't allow the Lord to heal us from those things, our heart becomes callous, and it's harder for God to penetrate. It's harder for healing to take place when there's constantly a scab. So we have to allow the Spirit of God to heal our hearts. We can't allow it to harden because of the different things that we go through. We have to take the time and seek after God. We have to take the time and let our hearts heal so that we can go forward and our hearts are not hardened. And even though my grandson, if he lets it heal, it may still have a little scar there. But that scar is just like in life. When things happen and we get through it, we heal from it, we may still have a scar. But that scar is there to show of the goodness of God of what he's brought us through. That scar is there to show that God did it and he'll do it again. Sometimes we like to cover up our imperfections and cover up the scars. If you have a long scar on your leg, you may wear pants all the time because you don't want anybody to see that scar. But that scar is proof. That scar is proof that God can heal. That scar is proof that God loves you and that he will be there for you. That scar is something that someone can see, and you can then share your testimony of what God did for you. Don't cover up your scars. Don't cover them up. Allow people to see them so that their lives can be changed. Sometimes we have testimonies that we're afraid to share because we don't want people to see our imperfections. But those imperfections can turn into testimonies. Those imperfections can turn into saving somebody's life. We have to allow God to work in us and to work through us. We have to allow our past to bring healing to someone else. We have to allow our scars to be seen so that someone else can be touched. Bishop, yesterday on Daily Bread, was talking about Ruth and Naomi and how Ruth was able to hear from Naomi and she followed her counsel and she left her kinfolk to be with Naomi. Well, you know, Naomi had to have shown some characteristics that Ruth saw in her that she would follow her. Sometimes we don't allow people to get close enough to us to see our imperfections, to see where we've come from. But that's real. That's life. We have to allow the things that we've gone through to show so that people, we have to tell our testimony so that people can see where we were and where we are now. But the thing is that there has to be a change. Ruth, if maybe Naomi shared some stories of how she was. Maybe Ruth saw Naomi lose her husband, and now Ruth has lost her husband, and she is going through what Naomi has gone through. And the only way she knows that is because Naomi is open to her. We have to be open to people that are around us. We have to share our testimony because that will draw people to Christ, because he's the one that got us through that. So don't be afraid of the testimony that you have. It's not a blemish or it's not something negative that has to stick with you. It's something that you can turn into a positive to save someone else and to heal someone else. I'm going to go ahead, and Minister Andre has a testimony. Minister Andre, I'll let you go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. God bless everyone. I thank God for being on the prayer line once again and hearing the prayers going forth. I was just thinking about how God is moving right now on the prayer line, how God is healing someone right now that's in need of healing on this prayer line. I was thinking about being what the message was on the evening sacrifice about being obedient for the blessing. And God put this person on my heart yesterday. Her name is Mary Johnson. And I just reached out to call her. And I thank God that she called me this morning at 7:30 and began to tell me about what she was going through. And we're talking about healing right now. She's going to some. She's going through something right now, and she's hearing that God is a healer right now. She's on this prayer line right now. And we thank God how he's moving. And Bishop talked about kidney stones and how painful they can be, how much pain a person can be in. Mary's in that pain right now, everybody. She's on the prayer line. She's asking God for help right now. And I just ask everybody to pray for her. In the name of Jesus, that she gets the healing and the deliverance that she needs. In the name of Jesus. We're praying with you right now, Mary. God's going to bring you out of whatever you're in right now. Just know that. We got your back. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Minister Andre, for that exhortation for Sister Mary. Today, I want to pray for everyone that's on the line. We're all going through something, and in some shape, form, or fashion, we need healing. Whether it's for our heart or our mind, our finances, we need some type of restoration. Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for bringing us here on this prayer line today. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the prayers that have gone forth. We thank you that some things we should not understand. We don't understand. It's a God thing. We thank you for allowing situations to come into our life and we find you in it. We thank you, God, that everything that we've gone through did not harden our heart, that it actually left a scar that we can give our testimony. God, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just continue to flow through our hearts. Continue to let us feel your spirit today. Continue to just open up our minds, open up our hearts, and heal our spirits, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just touch the hearts of your people today. Lord, we're asking for a touch for Mother Clark today, God. We're asking for healing upon her now, God. Lord, Sister Cynthia, Lord, we ask that you would just give healing in her life, God. We're asking that you will touch and heal and deliver on this line today, God. We have come together, God, because we believe in you and we are here to praise you. We are seeking your face. We want to find you. We want to know more about you, God. And we're here, God. Our arms are open wide to you. Our hearts are open wide to you, God. Fill us right now, God. Fill us with your goodness, God. Fill us with your grace, God. Fill us with your mercy, Lord. Fill us with your love. Let us feel your touch, God. Let us feel your anointing right now, God. Lord, let Sister Shannon feel you right now, oh God. Lord, touch Joyce right now, God. We ask in Jesus' name that Vicky will feel your presence, God. Lord, go and be in the room with Gail, God, today. Lord, we ask for your healing upon Mary right now, God. We ask that you will just continue to use Minister Andre today, God. We ask that your healing will flow through Sister Keitha today, oh God. Lord, we ask that Mina right now will feel your presence as she lifts her hands to you, God, that you will fall fresh on her right now, God. Lord, we ask right now that Jackie will begin to feel her strength, God. Let her strength come back right now, oh God. Lord, Mother Buchanan, God, we ask that you will allow her to continue to go forth and to touch the lives of others, God. Let her story be her testimony, God. We ask right now, God, that you will touch Gloria, God. Let Gloria feel your presence, God. Let your healing begin to flow through her mind right now, God. Lord, we pray against any plan of the enemy right now, oh God. We ask that your healing will come forth, oh God. We ask that your presence will be in the houses of the people, oh God. We ask right now that you will touch Andrea, God. We ask that you will move in her life, God. Send her into different arenas, God, that you can get the glory out of it, God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to use Tracy as your mouthpiece, oh God. Allow the words to come out of her mouth that will touch someone, oh God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just touch Pat in every situation around her, oh God. We ask that you will just touch her family and heal, God. We ask that you will bring closure to some situations that she's dealing with, God. We ask right now that Mother Wynn will be healed, oh God. Healing, 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 oh God. We ask that you touch Cynthia Samuels, God, right now in Jesus' name. Touch her heart, God. Mend the broken pieces right now, oh God. We're asking that your presence will be in this place, oh God. Your presence will be on this line, and that healing will take place. The healing will be felt, that your presence will cover all, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining us on the line today. I believe that healing has taken place and that the Lord has been in our midst. If you are so inclined today, sow your seed, sow a seed into good ground, sow your $25 midweek sacrifice into this ministry. You can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website, ekcministries.org. If you feel the presence of the Lord, take it with you today. Take that presence with you. Let somebody else feel it. We're going to go ahead and get out of the way because Bishop Clark is about to start Daily Bread. So go on over to the Daily Bread and seek God and find him and allow the words that Bishop Clark to penetrate so that your life can be better therefore. And I thank you again for joining us on the prayer line this morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Amen. God bless
everyone.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you all. Love you guys. Thank you, Jesus.